it's raining all over the world.
It's raining all over Dublin City. That's Randy Crawford and Rainy Night in Georgia on Nova 88 FM and Super Stereo at 8:46 AM. 5 minutes to 4 o'clock now. And at 4 o'clock, we'll have Stephen Elliott with the world news and Michael O'Brien with all the sports news for you, all those valuable halftimes. Stay tuned.
I can't understand. News headlines. I'm Stephen Elliott. The United States is preventing Aer Lingus from delivering a Boeing 747 to Libya, even though the plane has already been sold. The loss of the deal may cost between £2 and £3 million. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, has accused the government ministers and spokesmen of embarking on what he called an unprecedented campaign to misrepresent the state of public finances. He said this was beginning to have serious repercussions for us abroad. In the Irish Sugar Company, a spokesman for the White Collar Workers Union, ASTMS, has said they will totally oppose the company's plans to decentralise its Dublin headquarters and reduce office staff. A young man has been shot dead early this morning in the Ormo Road in Belfast. He was Eugene Mulholland, aged 25, from South Belfast. A number of shots were fired from a car which drew up alongside him, and he was hit in the head and died instantly. Four hardline Arab states say they want closer links with the Soviet Union and have called for an economic sanction against the United States for its Middle East policy. The deposed government in Kampuchea claims that more than 100 people have been killed with chemical weapons in the past 18 months. It says Vietnamese forces are stepping up this kind of warfare. In Britain, a 12-year-old boy has made a brief appearance in court in Birmingham, accused of the murder of 8-year-old John McLean, whose body was found in a cable drum yesterday. And finally, the weather word, mostly cloudy, rain heavy at times, with strengthening southeasterly winds, which will continue to spread northeastwards, and there is a warning of southeasterly gales. And that's the 88 News headlines, and now over to our 88 Sports Desk with Michael O'Brien.
Even. We'll start with racing news now, and the big race of the day from Leopardstown was won by Kings Lake at 9-4, second was number 4, Aaron's Isle at 16-1, and third was number 5, Kinda Hush, at 4-1. Soccer news, Gary Birtles, bought by Manchester United well into last season, scored his first league goal for the club this afternoon. He hadn't scored in over 30 games, and now for the English League Division 1 half-time scores. Birmingham City 1, Manchester City 0. Brighton 1, Coventry City 1. Leeds United 0, Arsenal 0. Liverpool 0, Aston Villa 0. Manchester United 1, Swansea City 0. Notts County 0, Ipswich 1. Southampton 2, Middlesbrough 0. Stoke City 1, Notts Forest 0. Sunderland 1, Wolves 0. Spurs 0, Everton 0. West Bromwich Albion 0, West Ham 0. And the big match in the second division, Sheffield Wednesday 0, Derby 1. Up in Scotland, Glasgow Rangers 0, Celtic 1. And finally, golf news. The Ryder Cup golf tournament, which takes place this afternoon at Waltham Heath, pits the cream of American golfers against their European counterparts. Europe took a surprise lead yesterday, but the Americans showing better form today and now hold a commanding lead. The Europeans are losing in all four foursomes. That's the 88 Sport. It's 3 minutes past 4 o'clock.
I'm
and trump card. Thank you to Michael, and thank you to Stephen. I'm Hugh O'Brien, Saturday afternoon on Nova. Say hi to all the guys in TCA 4th year, Clongowes Wood College, Nace, County Kildare, listening in perfect stereo. Know the school well, fellas, and so does the sportsman. Nice to have you with us. from their current album 4, Rockin' the Bay, on NOVA.
Sunday Journal.
That's a great song, but wait till you see the paper. The Sunday Journal's got a new look front page and a new motoring supplement. 8 pages, if you don't mind. New car tests and car sales with a special insurance offer. Not to mention free competitions with cash prizes. And a new gossip column. Know what I mean? Right, column, give us the song again.
Sunday Journal. To the action!
Some judge demand an expert, so the experts call us.
Prendergast aerials, the experts chosen by Nova FM and AM to erect their broadcast towers. Throughout Ireland, both homes and businesses have Prendergast to thank for perfect transmission and reception. Television aerials, communications aerials and towers, all expertly built by Prendergast aerials. Prendergast aerials, telephone Dublin 722-747. That's Dublin 722-747.
Radio Nova!